Welcome to another deep dive. We've got a fascinating topic today, creating a website and blog.
Cool.
You've given us quite the collection of resources, everything from step-by-step guides to the real story of a couple in Ireland who built their own websites and blogs after they retired.
That's fantastic.
So we'll be extracting the most valuable pieces for you today.
Yeah.
One thing I found really interesting was that the couple actually created two different blogs.
Oh, wow.
One is justretired50plus.ig, and that one is focused on lifestyle.
Okay.
And then justretired50plus.com is all about their travels.
Interesting.
And they built everything themselves using Wix. They even learned digital marketing using free courses online. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's really inspiring, actually.
Yeah, you don't have to be a tech expert to get this done.
Yeah.
So one of the guides we have is called computerwebsitecreation.pdf.
Okay.
And it really starts with the basics. It emphasizes defining the purpose of your website.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
If you don't know why you're building it, who are you building it for, really?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like going on a road trip and you don't have a destination in mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. You'll just get lost.
Yeah. You need a purpose to act as that navigation system and guide every decision you make.
Okay. So we've got our purpose. Check. Then it talks about choosing a domain name.
Right.
And hosting. I feel like I kind of know the basics there.
Sure.
But it really dives into the pros and cons of the different website building methods.
Oh, okay.
So it mentions website builders, content management systems, and even custom development.
So each of those methods, they cater to different needs and levels of expertise that people have.
Right.
So website builders like Wix, they're fantastic for ease of use. I mean, imagine a drag and drop interface where you don't have to touch any code.
Right.
And you can visually build your site.
Yeah.
That's great for beginners.
Yeah.
Or those who just need a simple and quick solution.
But what if you do want more control?
Sure, sure. So if you want more control over the design and the functionality, then that's where content management systems like WordPress come in. They offer more flexibility and customization. Think of it like building with Legos. You have more pieces to work with, so you can create something you need, but it requires more understanding and a bit more technical know-how.
And then I guess custom development would be like hiring an architect
exactly
to build you a completely custom house.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So maximum control.
Yeah.
But you need a high level of skill and a bigger budget for that.
Right.
Right. And knowing your comfort level with technology, budget, your long-term goals will help you make the right decision.
So something I've always struggled with is like planning the structure of a website. The guide talks about sitemaps, but I'm a visual person, so like how do I actually plan that out?
So think of a sitemap as a visual flowchart. It maps out all the different pages of your website and how they connect.
Mm-hmm.
A clear structure makes it much easier for visitors to navigate.
Right.
It's like, you know, if you walk into a well-organized library, you can find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You don't want your visitors to get lost in a maze of pages.
No, definitely not. So speaking of libraries, like when I think about design and the overall like look and feel of a website, how important is that visual aspect?
Well, a visually appealing and user-friendly design is really crucial.
Okay.
I mean, think about the last time you went to a website and it was cluttered, confusing.
Right.
You probably left pretty quickly, right? Your website is your online storefront.
Yeah.
And you want to make a good first impression.
Right.
Yeah.
But how do you create that without being a design expert?
The guide talks about themes and templates, which are pre-designed layouts that you can customize.
Okay.
Think of them as outfits for your website.
Okay.
You choose one that suits your style.
Yeah.
And then you can accessorize it with colors, fonts, and images.
That makes sense. And the Irish couple in how to build your own blog.pdf really emphasizes branding.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about the choosing a theme, choosing a blog name, having a logo that really stands out.
Right.
And they chose Wix because it was easy to use.
Yeah.
But they could also be flexible with the design.
Right. And choosing a memorable domain name
is
such a key part of that branding as well.
Yeah.
They recommend, sticking with the .com, avoiding any numbers or symbols, incorporating your brand name if possible. It's like, you know, choosing the perfect street address.
Yeah.
You want it to be easy to remember, easy to find.
Right. So it sounds like there's a lot to consider.
There is. Yeah, that's why they recommend starting with a topic that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
You know, it makes the whole process more enjoyable, and you're more likely to stick with it
right.
when you run into challenges, which you inevitably will.
Yeah.
They also mentioned, you know, when you're setting up your online accounts
okay.
to secure a Facebook account, to use two-factor authentication,
right.
and set up alerts for unusual activity.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, I haven't even thought about the security aspect yet.
Yeah. You know, it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
When it comes to your online presence.
Okay. So we've got the purpose. We've got the domain.
Right.
We've got the hosting figured out, different ways to build the website, the sitemaps, how to design it, how to brand it.
Right.
We've even talked about security.
Yeah.
Now, content creation seems like it's heart of any website or blog.
The heart of it, absolutely.
So what are some of the key things to keep in mind there?
Well, they emphasize crafting compelling content from the start, you know, updating it regularly
right.
and optimizing it for search engines.
Right.
So think of your content as the products you display in a storefront, right?
Yeah.
You want to offer high quality, engaging things that people are actually interested in seeing.
Okay. And I guess SEO would be like making sure your storefront is
yes.
on the busiest street in town.
Exactly.
So people can find you.
Yes, precisely. It's about making sure that search engines like Google can find your website.
Right.
And the Irish couple goes into some practical tips
okay.
for optimizing blog posts
mm-hmm.
for SEO, which we'll look at later on.
And they even mention using YouTube
yes.
to host videos and then linking back okay. to their blog.
Yes.
So it's another way to reach a wider audience.
Exactly. Using different platforms to drive traffic back to your site. They've even created a podcast, expanding their reach, providing content in a different format.
Okay. So we're seeing how they're taking these, you know, these fundamental concepts
yeah.
and building something unique and successful.
Yeah.
I'm excited to really dive deeper into their story and get more practical insight.
Yeah. Their story is a fantastic roadmap for beginners. You know, what stands out to me is their emphasis on finding a unique angle within your niche.
Okay.
They focus on unbiased travel recommendations.
Uh-huh.
And they create all their own content, videos.
Yeah.
Even music.
Oh, wow.
It's about offering something special, something that sets you apart.
So they built a brand
yeah.
that really reflects their passions and yeah. personalities.
Exactly. And that's what makes their story so inspiring. Building a website or a blog, it's not just about technical skills. It's about sharing your voice and connecting with others who share your interest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they've created a digital fingerprint.
Yeah.
You know, something really unique and recognizable.
Yeah. I love that analogy.
Yeah.
So speaking of reaching a wider audience,
right.
let's talk about promotion.
Yeah.
The couple points to free online courses on digital marketing and social media
oh, wow.
and web analytics in how to promote your blog.pdf.
That's fantastic. It especially for beginners
yeah.
who might not have a big budget
right.
to spend on learning these things.
Right, and access to quality information shouldn't be
right.
limited by finances.
Exactly, yeah.
And then how to share your blog.pdf is full of practical tips as well.
Okay.
Starting with social media,
right.
they highlight Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Makes sense.
Which seems pretty standard these days,
yeah.
but they actually recommend against creating a separate Facebook account for your blog.
Interesting.
They suggest promoting it on your personal profile or
okay.
creating a page for your brand.
Got it.
Due to security risks.
Ah, okay. So they've probably run into that firsthand.
Right. Yeah. They've got the experience to back that up.
Yeah.
Now they also talk about SEO again.
Right.
You know, I feel like I understand the concept.
Sure.
But I always get lost in the details.
Yeah.
So what are some key takeaways there?
Well, they really stress mastering Google Analytics
okay.
to track your website's performance.
Okay.
Think of it as your website's dashboard.
Okay.
Giving you insights into what's working and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
They also mention internal and external linking strategies.
Okay.
So internal links connect pages within your website.
Okay.
Guiding visitors deeper into your content.
Right.
External links point to relevant content on other websites.
Okay.
And this helps build credibility and authority.
So it's all about creating those connections
yes.
to lead people to your content.
Exactly. And keep them engaged.
Yeah.
And they also yeah. talk about, you know, don't underestimate visual appeal. You know, formatting your posts with images and white space to make them more readable.
Yeah, because no one wants to read a big block of text.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. Have you ever skimmed through something like that?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. And you probably didn't absorb very much.
Right.
And then they remind us that word of mouth marketing is still powerful.
Yeah.
You know, tell your friends, your family, your colleagues.
Yeah.
Anyone who might be interested.
Right. It's like a personal recommendation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which carries a lot more weight than just some random ad.
Exactly. It's about building a community around your content.
Right. And speaking of community, they encourage bloggers to actively promote subscriptions.
Yes.
This allows you to directly reach readers with new content.
Right.
Build a loyal audience.
Yes.
And even potentially monetize your blog down the line.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So we've seen the theory and the practical advice.
Right.
Let's actually look at the Irish couple's blogs and see how they embody these principles.
Okay.
We have excerpts from Travel Recommendations, Blog Pipe, Just Retired 50 Plus Pipe Dublin.
Okay.
And Just Retired 50 Plus Pipe Retirement Activities.
Yeah, this is where it all comes together.
Right.
Seeing their actual websites,
mm-hmm.
you know, it helps connect the dots.
Yeah.
Their travel blog is a great example of niche focus.
Okay.
It's not just about travel.
Right.
It's about travel for retirees.
Right. And they even have this AL rating system.
Oh, interesting.
Which adds a personal touch and structure to their recommendations.
Right.
You know, they don't just say, this destination is great.
Right.
They explain why using their own framework.
I like that.
And then their lifestyle blog covers, you know, diverse topics from leisure activities to technology to mindfulness.
Oh, wow.
It's really a reflection of their interests and experiences,
right.
which makes it authentic and relatable.
Yeah.
What struck me was how well-designed and user-friendly both websites are. You know, they've clearly put a lot of thought into the layout,
right.
the visuals, the overall user experience.
Yeah, and their branding is so consistent across both websites and their social media.
Right.
They've created this cohesive brand identity that's instantly recognizable.
Yeah, it's like they've created a digital ecosystem where everything's connected and works together seamlessly.
Seamlessly, yeah.
This deep dive has been fascinating so far.
It has, yeah.
We've covered so much ground.
We have.
From the technical basics to real world applications.
Absolutely.
What are your biggest takeaways?
Well, one thing that really stands out to me is the importance of defining your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a compass that guides every decision you make about your website.
Okay.
Another key takeaway, I think, is finding that unique angle within your niche.
Uh-huh.
The Irish couple demonstrates that beautifully.
Yeah.
With their travel blog.
Mm, yeah. And I'm also struck by their emphasis on creating high quality content.
Yes.
Optimizing it for search engines.
Right.
And then promoting it strategically.
Yeah.
You know, it's not enough to just build a website.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that people can find it and engage with it.
Absolutely. And they remind us it's a journey.
Yeah.
It's not a destination.
Right.
Building a website or blog takes time.
Yeah.
Effort, constant learning.
Right.
It's not about perfection. It's about progress.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Now, thinking about your specific situation,
right.
what resonates with you the most? What sparks your interest?
What's a topic that you're passionate about?
Yeah.
That could become the foundation for your own online space.
Right.
Perhaps it's sharing your travel experiences.
Yeah.
Like the couple. Or maybe it's something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Your culinary skills.
Yeah.
Your knowledge of history,
right.
your passion for gardening,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Imagine yourself connecting with people from all over the world who share your interests.
Yeah, what kind of website or blog would you create?
What message would you share with the world?
Yeah, think about the design, the content, the community you could build.
The possibilities are really endless.
Yeah.
You know, this deep dive has given you the tools and the inspiration to get started.
It has.
So it's your turn to take the plunge.
Right.
And explore those possibilities.
Yeah, it is exciting to think about.
Yeah.
But it can also be kind of daunting.
It can be.
Yeah.
But like the couple showed us.
Right.
You don't have to be an expert to get started.
Right. And you're not alone.
You're definitely not alone.
There's so many resources available, you know, from the online courses we mentioned to supportive communities of bloggers and website creators.
It's like having a cheering squad.
Yeah.
Every step of the way.
Yeah. That sense of community is so important.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially when you're first starting out.
Right.
It can give you encouragement, guidance.
Yeah.
And even a bit of healthy competition to keep you motivated.
And it's fascinating how the internet, you know, breaks down geographical barriers.
It does.
And can connect people with shared passions.
Right.
From all over the world.
I'm all over the world.
You know, you could be sharing your expertise on ancient Roman history with someone in Rome from your living room.
From your living room.
And it's not just about sharing information. It's about building relationships and fostering connections.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Maybe you'll even collaborate on a project with someone that you meet online.
Yeah. And the possibilities really are limitless.
Yeah.
It's like having a blank canvas and a palette of digital tools at your disposal.
Yeah.
You can create anything you can imagine.
So what's holding you back?
Yeah.
What's that one idea that you've been mulling over?
Right.
That passion project you always wanted to explore?
This deep dive has given you the knowledge and the inspiration to take that first step.
Yeah, it's time to turn those ideas into reality.
Think of this deep dive as the launch pad for your own online adventure.
Yeah, we've explored the technical aspects, the creative strategies, the real world success story of this Irish couple.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn to write your own chapter in this ever evolving digital landscape.
And remember, every website or blog started with a single idea.
Yeah.
A spark of inspiration.
Right.
And that spark is within you.
I hope this deep dive has ignited that spark and empowered you to start creating and sharing and connecting with the world through your own unique online space.
Yeah. So go ahead, dive in.
Yeah.
The digital world is waiting.
That's a wrap on our exploration of website creation and blogging. We hope you've gained valuable insights.
Yeah.
A renewed sense of possibility.
Absolutely.
And maybe even a little bit of courage to embark on your own online adventure.
That's right.
Until next time, keep learning.
Yeah.
Keep creating.
Keep diving deep.